being at that rally that day and having to see little Tatiana with her shirt that says, you know, I love you, Daddy, and a sign, I miss you, Daddy, was very impactful. And I think that what it did for us as an organization is really made us realize even more so that it's important to keep on doing the things that we're doing, and that that the fight is so worth it, because there are so many little Tatianas out there right now, and we just want to reduce the numbers in the future. So I do agree with Sister Diana. With all the things that are going on right now, we really need to buckle up and figure out how we're going to work this out and how we're going to make this better, and figure out, you know, what programs are we going to have in the future to abolish some of the hate and the distrust that's out here in the community. And just what's crazy to me is even thinking back to that day, all the police that were there, we went to Fruitvale BART station first and passed out information, and then we made our way over to Hayward. And what we were told was that the business owners that are facing the BART station, that's where they had a line of people in riot gear, and those business owners were told by police that we were there to come and take out all their windows, to loot them. So that's the reason why they had justice for the officers that were all there. And I left the rally a little bit early, but they had every corner sectioned off, so you couldn't even get out. The ghetto birds were up in the air. You saw them for miles on the freeway off of 880. It was absolutely ridiculous. But then when, you know, other things are going on within the community, when we need them, we can't get them. So we have to start holding people accountable.
Yep.